too long ago, I was seeing a guy. I liked him a lot and wanted to make my best impression. So one night he was lying in bed next to me and he ran his fingers across the sheets. "What's this?" he asked. I had to tell him I had eaten chicken nuggets in bed and they were chicken nugget crumbs. Anyway, for the next 4 weeks we were dating, I had to refrain from my bedtime nugs to try and give him the impression I wasn't a total grub with crumbs in my sheets. It was horrible. Those who know me know the reality. I am a total grub, and eating chicken nuggets in bed is my number one most satisfying bedroom activity. Unfortunately for me, that guy felt we did not have the right emotional connection. Now I eat nuggets in bed in peace. Life is better this way. Hello, everyone. This is Ali, and I'm here to talk to you about dodgy dates, romance, apps, and people shitting their pants. Now, I'm also your host on the Bad Dates of Melbourne Facebook page, where we've been talking about bad dates for about 5 years now. Now, it will come as no surprise to those who know me that the chicken nugget story you just heard was written by me. I love food. I love chicken nuggets, french fries, parmas, you name it. And I've had more pleasure eating food in bed than I have had with any man. I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're feeling like that's you, but come on. The reason I'd like to talk to you about this story is when that incident happened, like I am laughing about it now, but at the time it was super, super embarrassing. So when you eat food in bed, generally you're in your pajamas, you're home alone, and you're not really thinking much about what people think of you. So it's kind of a vulnerable moment. So to be pulled up on it in a romantic situation and to feel the judgment from that guy, it did, believe it or not, make me feel shameful that I was this messy person, this uncouth person, and, you know, that fact in of itself undermined me as someone with romantic potential. Now, I know that you're thinking that this sounds totally ridiculous, and I can kind of get it, but that feeling of there's something wrong with me that I had that night, it's not unique. And if you're out there dating, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. We all have that private part of ourselves that we keep hidden from public view. And when you get to know someone, letting them in that vulnerable space is a really big step. So it stings when you feel rejection in that space, even if it's over something as like silly and low-key as eating food in bed. Hearing me talk about that shame that came over me when this happened might come as a surprise to you. I'm a super confident person. I'm sure of myself. I'm very vocal, very extroverted. And, you know, I'm pretty open to receiving feedback sometimes, but it needs to come from a place of care and not judgment. So going back to when this happened a few years back, I was still on my journey to becoming the confident person I am now. And I think that he's confident about the chicken nugget crumbs in bed. It really did hit me in a soft spot. Now, I know that there is a ridiculous element to this because we are talking about chicken nuggets in my bed. And looking back on the story, I am laughing about it now. You know, this guy coming over expecting like this seductive bedroom scene and like, you know, this woman in his bed and then unexpectedly getting remnants of a 24-pack with no sauce, mind you. But things have changed since then. I don't really feel that sense of shame anymore. But the story is especially meaningful to me because even though I was quite upset at the time, eating chicken nuggets in bed to me isn't really a source of embarrassment anymore. It's just kind of me being a human being. And I know that many of you are probably listening to this going, oh, you know, blah, eating food in bed is disgusting. But I don't know. I'm pretty chill. And like I said, that's just me relaxing at home. I haven't really, you know, I don't really read into it too much. It's just me. So what makes it more interesting is this low-key obsession with chicken nuggets that I did feel that sense of shame about so many years back. It's actually turned into a source of entertainment and positive laughter for me and the followers on my social media pages. Like the nugget obsession, it is really a thing. And it is funny to see how far the script has flipped from this shameful moment in dating to something that I really embrace and laugh about. So I think that story is a great example of how when we share information with one another, me telling you that story, it helps us throw shame in the bin and we kind of start embracing ourselves as the wonderfully imperfect beings we are, whether we have messy cars, messy hair, or chicken nugget crumbs in our bed. Like when we consider our vulnerable moments and kind of come to an understanding of how common they are, and I know I'm not the only one eating chicken nuggets in bed who is listening to this. When we consider those moments and how human they make us and how it's a very common experience, it can give us this sense of confidence that goes beyond dating. You're not perfect. Neither am I, and that's totally okay. Now, dating can be really fun, but it is hard at times, and it can make you question yourself. So when you hear me talk about this experience with the chicken nugget crumbs in my bed, I do want you to laugh about it because it is pretty damn funny. But also, I want you to remember and think about that feeling of embarrassment that I have and how ridiculous it was. You are a valuable and important person. Just as you are now listening to my voice at home, in your car, or whatever else. It doesn't matter if you have chicken nuggets in your bed or metaphorical chicken nuggets crumbs in your bed. What matters most of all is that you are a kind and caring person. That's it. And also that if you do have chicken nuggets, you'll share them with me, please. I am sending you my love and I will talk to you soon. Bye.